FinOps for startups versus enterprises. The first time I was asked to help with FinOps at a startup, the conversation lasted 10 minutes.
The AWS bill had tripled overnight. Nobody knew why. The runway suddenly mattered more than architectural purity. We opened the console, killed a few obvious offenders, and moved on. It worked. The first time I was asked the same question in an enterprise, the conversation lasted weeks. Costs were stable, forecasts existed, dashboards were green, and yet finance escalated anyway. Because when someone finally asked who owned half the spend, no one could answer with confidence. Same word, completely different problem. In startups, FinOps is not a discipline. It's a survival instinct. I've seen teams discover their burn rate from a credit card alert. No tagging strategy, no budget model, just a late night Slack message asking who deployed something around midnight. That's not negligence, it's focus. Early stage teams optimize for speed, not predictability. Cost controls exist only as long as they don't slow delivery. And most of the time, that's the right trade-off. The problem starts later, when the same habits survive longer than they should. In enterprises, FinOps has nothing to do with survival. It's about trust. Cloud costs rarely explode overnight in large organizations. They drift quietly. Shared services grow. Platform teams absorb temporary workloads that never leave. Cross-region traffic becomes permanent because nobody owns the full path. I've worked with enterprises that had immaculate tagging policies and still couldn't explain their bill. Finance didn't escalate because the numbers were high. They escalated because the numbers couldn't be defended.
That's the moment FinOps becomes political, whether engineers like it or not. Startups can act fast. That's both the strength and the trap. In small environments, visibility is optimization. A single cost export, a Python script, and an honest review will surface almost everything that matters. Kill unused environments. Right-size obvious over-provisioning. Replace a managed service that never should have made it past proof of concept. I've seen 30 or 40% cost reductions happen in days. That approach collapses completely at enterprise scale. In large estates, alerts don't fix anything. Budgets trigger. Notifications fire. Everyone gets the email. No one knows who should act.
The issue isn't tooling, it's structure.
When FinOps starts working in enterprises, it looks like this. Subscription design reflects ownership. Shared services are isolated and allocated explicitly. Platform costs are not absorbed for now. This is where pay-as-you-go quietly becomes dangerous. Not because it's expensive, but because it removes friction from decisions that need boundaries. Startups chase efficiency because every euro matters. Enterprises chase predictability because surprises are more expensive than waste. I've seen teams deliberately overpay for reserved instances because procurement demanded forecastable spend. Spot instances would have been cheaper, faster, and completely unacceptable from a governance standpoint. Best practice would have saved money. Good enough kept the organization functioning. This is where a lot of well-meaning FinOps advice breaks down. Tooling follows the same split. Startups don't need platforms. They need awareness. In small environments, a cost export, a script, and an honest conversation go further than any dashboard. Enterprises don't need more dashboards. They need shared understanding. Architectural dashboards like Azure Monitor workbooks, cost management exports, and resource graph queries that explain cost in structural terms become valuable when you have hundreds of workloads and no one who can articulate the bill. Once cost maps to architecture, conversations change. Until then, everyone is just arguing over numbers. Governance also feels different. Startups see governance as friction. Something to postpone until later.
Enterprises see governance as insurance.
I've watched clever cost optimizations die in review because they bypassed change management or broke auditability. Not because they were unsafe, but because they couldn't be explained after the fact. Patterns that survive in regulated systems are
boring,
reviewable,
slow to evolve.
That's not accidental. That's how regulated systems stay alive. Most organizations don't notice when they cross the threshold between startup chaos and enterprise complexity.
Startups outgrow improvisation.
Enterprises outgrow spreadsheets. Somewhere in between, cost stops being an engineering detail and becomes an organizational signal. That's usually when FinOps shows up, already late. By then, it's no longer about optimization. It's about repair. What I've learned, sometimes the hard way, is this. Startups use FinOps to buy time. Enterprises use FinOps to buy trust. One can tolerate chaos. The other cannot tolerate ambiguity. Applying startup patterns in enterprises creates governance risk. Applying enterprise patterns in startups kills momentum. FinOps maturity has very little to do with cloud spend.
It has everything to do with whether your organization is still allowed to be surprised.
And by the time that question is asked out loud, the answer usually already matters.
Thank you for listening.
Should you need help with your multi-cloud strategy, I've helped Fortune 500 companies design and implement multi-cloud architectures that deliver real business value. Let's discuss how I can help your organization.